And here's Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Is it too early to say Merry Christmas?
Tad too early, but Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you. Let's get to New Year's Eve before we get to a few Christmas things. So you've decided, made the call, and we're going to have fireworks, yeah?
Yeah, look, we had some concerns around keeping everyone COVID safe, etc. With the offer from Taskelly and Sea Roads, we've worked through those and found some solutions to those issues, and really looking forward to being able to provide a fireworks display, as I said, thanks to Sea Road. Our staff are working with the fireworks people now around how we make sure it's safe. Mm. Looking forward to that, 9:30 on New Year's Eve. We will still have our family fun event at Market Square from 3 till 8. And then we're looking forward to hopefully people supporting our local businesses around going out for dinner or whatever, but also finding a space along the coast or even at their house. Most people will be able to see. We're working with the fireworks people to make sure it's as visible as possible from a wide range of areas to avoid that congregation of people.
Right, so no midnight fireworks, just 9:30?
No, 9:30 for families, yep.
So where are they setting them off from, East Devonport?
No, from Aikenhead Point, which
right.
is, yes, so where we've had them in the past.
Yeah.
And so they'll be visible from many places across our city.
Yeah, all right, we'll look forward to that. That's very good, positive. Okay, so let's go to some Christmas stuff. Now, the Christmas parade's not happening, but the Santa's run is happening, yep?
Yes, I think people remember last year we had, I think it was three or four nights of Santa visiting most of our city, across our city, and our people have been talking to his people, and we've been organising those dates, etc. When he's available, he'll be doing East Devonport early in the month, and then coming back to visit the rest of the city closer to Christmas. So keep an eye on our website and certainly our Facebook pages, and I'm sure that the radio station will also help us to make sure that people know when and where.
Okay, all right. So that's Santa's run. Now, Carols by Candlelight, another big call. So Sunday, December 5.
Yes. Devonport Sir Optimist run that event, and I know they've been working really hard to work through with the State Health Department around making sure that everything's COVID safe. It will be, I think, a mask. You'll need to bring masks because of the number of people, but we're certainly really keen to. We've worked with them and to make sure that everything's in place. The Sir Optimist Club was very keen to run it this year, given that we couldn't do it last year. So it'll be at the Devonport Soccer Ground, which is, made it a nice safe space for us to marshal people and make sure that we've got the right numbers and so on. Mm. So hopefully people will enjoy a lovely evening of getting really into the Christmas spirit.
All right. Do you know if, like with Valley Road, and when the soccer's on, people drive in and they can park around the other side and down the back? Well, do you know if that's happening?
Look, I'm not sure about the parking arrangements. I know that we've got a bus organised from East Devonport, and hopefully, people might be able to perhaps park downtown and grab a bus up and so on. And of course, Valley Road's within walking distance for a lot of people as well. So hopefully a nice evening, and that will make that option possible.
All right, I've got some deets here. So put on by Sir Optimus, Strikers, and with help from the council. So free bus service available from the East Devonport Child and Family Centre. So book your seat there. Now, each attendee must be registered. It's $5 for the family at the gate. So obviously, with the way the weather's been lately, bring your warm clothes just in case. But hopefully by Sunday, December 5, it'll be nice and warm. 7:30 start. So that's terrific. Devonport Brass Band, I believe, are going to play.
We always have a great community choir. I've been working, I know, on the Christmas songs, given that it's, as I said, we haven't done it for a couple of years, hopefully people will look forward to hearing those songs and carols that we get to sing and play once a year.
Yeah, very good. And So it's a smoke and alcohol-free event. Bring a blanket, as I mentioned, and some warm clothes just in case. Chairs, and that should be a great night there. So that's Sunday, December 5. Glad to have that going. Great family event. All right, so anything else you want to mention Christmas, New Year-wise?
Yeah, look, I don't know whether people have noticed, we've started getting our Christmas decorations up, and certainly I know we will have a couple of Christmas Provital markets. I think it's the 10th and the 17th. We'll two markets in December. I'm looking forward to that sort of Christmassy themes. I noticed last week there were lots of people offering Christmas gifts and Christmas decorations and things at the storeholders. So that'll be a great lead into Christmas, and just hope everyone looks forward to a lovely time. Of course, our borders will soon be opening, and I think there are people maybe a little bit wary about that, but I think we've, you know, the state's put in place as much as they can, and certainly there'll be a lot of people looking forward to connecting with family.
Good stuff. Too early to play a Christmas song or what?
You've got the
16th
you
of
November.
I'm going to do it. 16th of November, so I reckon this... I don't think anyone else has played a Christmas song yet, so I like to be the first. Martin's in my ear from the studio next door saying too early. Yeah, too late, Martin. I've got it lined up. All right. Well, listen, we'll catch up with you again before Christmas.
Look forward to it.
Yep. Have a great... were you going for a swim down at Splash this week or what?
Oh, yes, I will. I decided yesterday it was just a bit too cold.
Yeah.
But certainly later in the week. Later in the week.
All right. There's Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe.